Teaching and learning in a post-COVID world. Critical race theory. Howard Zinn. Truth. Band? Yeah. There's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Oh, it is, and we are back. Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Educated educators talking education. Johnny, at the school board meeting tonight, our guest, Mr. Dana Suppa, principal, 20 years in the leadership role, McKinley Elementary, was started there as a teacher, talking about the incredible work, the devastation of the financial toll of so many businesses leaving Erie, putting the school in such a financial situation, but then coming out of that and grabbing a hold of the community schools model and the community schools idea, talking about United Way and all of the other corporate sponsors to make this work, because the collaboration around a community school is so essential. But Dana, let's talk a little bit then about, so we're used to schools, that's where I go to learn my reading and my writing.
Yeah.
At a community school, there's more.
Correct.
Okay.
First of all, was that the Hurls doing that?
I was going to say, did you recognize that bumper lead-in guy? Yeah, we know that man.
I used to win Burger King food from him every Friday as the sixth caller. Hanging with the Hurls.
Hanging with the Hurls. Randy Hawk is the voice over for Busted Pencils. And so, yeah, one other fraternity. Another Edinburgh University, speaking of the first segment, fine graduate. That institution just propels instant amazing leaders. Community school. So I'm coming in. I'm a third grader. I'm a parent. And what else can I expect to get? And maybe that's the wrong way to phrase it, as if I, you know, but what is a community school if it's not just the academic needs of the student? What are you doing to help students and parents and family that goes above and beyond teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic?
So just like any city, just like Los Angeles or New York or Topeka, Kansas, we have the same issues as any urban area. Erie, we're on a smaller scale, but it's a big impact even where we are. And so we've got issues with violence. We've got issues with mental health, drug and alcohol problems, all that stuff associated anywhere in the country. But when you come to McKinley School, you have an opportunity to get services. If you need trauma-based services, if you need housing, if you need food, if you need cleaning supplies, if you need assistance with bills, not necessarily to pay them, but we can find those services for families. We have hats and coats and boot drives and clothing drives and food pantries and you name it. Anything that our family would need, they would be able to we could help them get all that stuff.
So that's, I guess, the component there when we talk about that is that it's not just the student, but what you're talking about, the crucial part of truly a strong education for all students, the family component. So I think, you know, when somebody's trying to understand a community school, when you just talked about trauma, drug and alcohol rehabilitation, education for financial literacy and things like that, we're talking about then these services are for the families of
your
Okay.
Yeah, the people also in the neighborhood. You don't even have to have a kid at our school. You can know that McKinley's the place to go and ask somebody about anything. We've got places for people to sit and use computers to do their taxes, to do outreach to, you know, I had a parent in my office doing a virtual visit with her son's doctor so they could talk about how his medication was going and things like that. One of my visions when we started this community school was to offer GED classes and English language classes for our immigrants and our non-English speakers so that they can learn the English to go out and get jobs. And we had that before the pandemic, and we kind of closed it down, but we're on our way to trying to get those services back for our families. So it's a one-stop shop, really. And we want to make it like the hub of the neighborhood, oasis, so to speak.
So I've also heard community schools like wraparound services is the idea, or the way I've heard this. So, you know, the community is just going to wrap their arms around the child, the family, and those needs. Why is that important? And why does it take a community school? Well, first of all, why is it important to address all of those other needs when we're talking about reading and writing and math scores? Like, help people understand the connection to a better education through wraparound community support services.
So we want to break down the barriers and that poverty provides to inhibit student learning. So if you're an 8-year-old child and your mom's at work and your job is to get your kindergartner and your first grade brother and sister up, dressed, ready, going to school, those kinds of things, you want to eliminate the worry for that. So we provide breakfast for all of our kids, and we provide before school and after school care, so that we're assisting families to have kids ready to come to school with their mindset ready to go. They don't have the worries. We provide them with counseling services, anything to get kids in the right frame of mind and learning how to read and write and learn math.
My goodness. So Maslow's hierarchy of needs actually is being addressed through the community schools. Thank you, Edinburgh, for teaching Dana and I that concept. But yeah, we talk about, you know, there it is. So these needs before learning can occur: hunger, shelter, clothing, counseling, those services, so that the child can come to school, as you said, ready. And we're talking about not, quote, ready, but hey, ready to go dig deep. Dana Supa, McKinley Elementary Community School, Busted Pencils. More when we get back after the break.